I saw the smoke ascending. Our captain gave command. To arms, he shouted. Now by your horses stand. We fought them 9 long hours before the strife was o'er. 100 brave young rangers, they fell to rise no more. Then early in the morning, we were called to arms again, reminding us of the dying, reminding us of the slain. The battle was renewed, 100 more were killed. This was the second conflict, the fame of... I don't know what hill that was. The fame of... Hill. I think I'm getting Shiloh's Hill mixed up with it. Perhaps you have a mother, likewise a sister too, and it, you may have a sweetheart to weep and mourn for you. If this be your situation, although you love to roam, I'll tell you by experience, you'd better stay at home. Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Now, where'd you get that one?
Oh, Mom sang it and Grandpa sang it. Yeah. Them two songs may interfere there a little bit.
I see.
But I believe they did.
I've heard an old man in Randolph County sing that Texas Ranger. It's a good one.
Melvin's sister Clara used to sing one that Mom sang it too. My mother sang it and Grandpa. But the name of it was a Dying Soldier. Anyway, he was laying there mortally wounded, this soldier, about the story it was. And the way it went was, tell my little sister I don't want her to cry. Her brother is a soldier and not afraid to die. I was her, my father's only pet, my mother's only joy. I was my father's only son, my mother's soldier boy. I was the only one to comfort their old age. My heart is like a captured bird, a fluttering in the cage. You ever hear that?
No.
That's their mommy's love to it, but I never didn't know it all. And one came to my mind just now while I was singing those there. The Buffalo Hunters. You ever hear that?
I've heard a version of that or two, yeah. I liked it. They also called the Buffalo Skinners, I think.
Buffalo Skinners, yeah. Do you have words to it?
Yeah.
Well, that's still working?
Yeah, go ahead.
This song is called the Buffalo Skinners. It happened in Jacksboro in the spring of 83. A man Creego by name, one day a man Creego by name came stepping up to me, saying, how do you do, young fella, and how would you like to go and spend one summer pleasantly on the range of the buffalo? It's me being out of employment, to Creego I did say, this going out on the buffalo range depends upon the pay. But if you'll pay good wages and transportation too, I think I shall accompany you to the range of the buffalo. Of course, says I, I'll pay good wages, fine transportation too, providing you will go with me and stay the summer through. But if you should grow homesick, come back to Jacksboro, then I won't pay transportation from the range of the buffalo. It's then our outfit was complete, 7 able-bodied men. With Navy 6 and needle gun, our troubles did begin. While skinning the darned old critters, our lives they had no show. For the Indians waited to pick us off while skinning the buffalo. Us now we've crossed Peace River, our troubles have begun. And the first darn tail I tried to rip, ouch how I cut my thumb. Peace River is so salty, the water I can never go. Oh, how I wish I'd never come to the range of the buffalo. He fed us on old jerky beef and crudin' coffee and sour bread. He fed us on such sorry chuck, I wish that I was dead. The season being ended, old Crego, he did say, "Oh boys, you've been extravagant, you're in debt to me this day." We begged him and we coaxed him, but still it was no go. So we left old Crego's bones to bleach on the range of the buffalo. That's not all, is it? Now we've crossed Peace River and homeward we are bound. No more in that awful country shall ever we be found. Go home to our wives and sweethearts, tell others not to go. For God's forsaken the buffalo range and the darned old buffalo. Buffalo Skinners.
Good one.
There were so many of them. There's one. Let's see, there's one here. Do you ever hear a ballad of Louis Haskell?
No.
Let's see. This is a ballad of Louis Haskell. Louis Haskell was a bully with a rep and great renown. He was known throughout the Pecos as a bad man of the town. When old Louis got drunk, he sure was a sight. At the drop of a hat, he was set for a fight. One night in my shanty, I had just lit the light. When Haskell came in, he was set for a fight. Let's see. He looked us all over, then he settled on one. With a flip of his wrist, he jerked out his gun. He shot through the floor and he shot through the roof. "Come on, boy," he yelled, "let me see how you hoof." But the boy lay back in his bunk for a very short space. And then he spoke slowly with a grin on his face. "You're right, old timer, but you spoke up too soon. For you'll do the dance and I'll play the tune." With a lightning fast draw as his feet hit the floor, he triggered Lucy on his old 44. The gun barrels they spouted, they flamed and they flashed. And the shots through the room, they echoed and crashed. When the smoke cleared away, we looked at the floor. Louis Haskell lay dead, all wet in his gore. Now if he'd have been wise and knowing the truth, he never would have fought with that gunslinging youth. For all through the border they heard of his name. Young Billy the Kid, it was written in flame. Never heard it?
Never heard it. Where'd you get that one?
Oh, I picked it up someplace, one of those old songs. I don't know where I first heard it. It's been so long. I used to Yeah, I used to hear a lot of them. Did you ever hear that song about Detour? You've had heard that.
Yeah, yeah,
heard you that. Know the words to it, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, there's a muddy road ahead.
Mm-hmm. I sang that one time over to mines. I sang out in a coal miner song. You ever hear a song about the coal miner?
Which one?
About them warning young people not to work in the mines.
Daddy?
No, that's not the one.
No, I don't know about that one.
I don't know what the title of it is. It's just called the coal miner song. This song is about the coal miners. Oh, listen, you fellows, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in a dark, dreary mine. It'll form out a habit, it'll seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood is as black as a coal. It's dark as a dungeon, it's damp as a dew. Your dangers are tripled, your pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, where the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. And like the dope fiend is dope and the drunkard is wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mine. It's many good men I've seen in my day who lives just to labor his life all away. And often like demons that come by surprise, one fall of that slate and you're buried alive. I sang that for Rockefeller in that Detour song for Rockefeller when he's campaigning for governor over there.
Did you work in the mines?
35 and a half years.
Yeah.
That's where I made my living, where I raised my children. Mm-hmm. I started the mines before we was married. Started the mines after World War II. Mm-hmm. I went through World War II and I come back out of it. And then went to the coal mines.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live in Braxton County? Where was your home?
On Knolls Creek, between the Knolls Creek and the Little Kanawha River. You know, it used to be a post office called Knoll.
Yeah.
Now, you know where Bulltown is?
Yeah.
Right on the other hill, side the hill where we live, is Bulltown. Grandpa Wine lived where, do you know where the, did any of them ever show you where them Kearns's lived up there?
No, I don't believe
it. Well, I guess it's about 7 miles, maybe 9 miles from Burnsville, down the old way. You know where Bulltown is, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I know where Knolls Creek is.
Knolls Creek?
Yeah.
Or there used to be a post office there at Knolls Creek. Uh-huh. And
there's two forks of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. There used to be a post office, and I lived on a piece of real estate there in Grandpa's farm, John Dyer's.
Uh-huh.
See, my dad's people on his mother's side were named Duval.
Duval.
You know any Duvals?
Yeah, I know Hubert.
Huh?
I know Hubert.
Duvall.
Duvall in Flatwoods.
Does he play music?
Yeah.
And some of them Duvalls can play it.
Sure does.
Grandpa Duvall had 700 acres of land in one tract. He gave all his children 50 acres, more or less. And he helped them to get a log cabin built on it, and a barn, and give them all I think all of them a horse and a cow piece. I know some of them, he got a horse and a cow piece.
That was your great-grandfather?
That's on my daddy's grandfather, on his mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
On the white side, my great-grandfather was Johnny White. And him and my grandfather used to keep a store on Knolls Creek. They were store merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa, they were both had been teamsters too. And so then he sold out to my grandpa, and my grandpa set up a business in Sutton, West Virginia. And he kept a general store there for many years in Sutton.
Mm-hmm. Now, Melvin could sing a little bit of one song that he learned from that same grandfather.
What was it?
There's something about a man Maybe it was a sea captain or something. Anyway, a man came to the house and they hit him in the chest.
Oh, that there is a, what that is the Taylor Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Boys. Let's see, that's still taped at Willis.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is ever a bit the way Grandpa sang, but he sang it. Maybe a little bit sometimes, you know. Sometimes if I couldn't think of the right word, I'd add a little word, a word or two. But, let's see. There was a wealthy merchant in London, he did dwell. He had a pretty woman, and the tailor loved her well. As she was going down a broad highway, she met a little tailor, and this to him did say, with a low, with a low, with a lay, come a roddy toddy 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 tay. She said, my little tailor man, won't you stay with me and keep me company while my husband is at sea? Then one night the sound of footsteps did arrive, says the tailor, that your husband, just as sure as I'm alive. She said, I have a little chest right here by my side. Now, my little tailor man, in it you can hide. That very night, about 10 o'clock, up stepped a boatman, so gently he did knock. As nimble as a deer, she ran to open the door. There stood the boatman and half a dozen more. He gave her a hug and she gave him a kiss. Said, my dear loving woman, what's the meaning of this? I did not come to disturb you of your rest, but all I want is my little chest. Two big boatmen, big and strong, they picked up a chest and they carried it along. They didn't go far till they set her down to rest. Says one to the other, the devil's in the chest. They called up a captain and the rest of the crew, but none but the captain the chest could unscrew. He unscrewed the chest before them all. There lay the little tailor like a pig in a stall. Ha ha, said the boatman, I got you and I'll take you on the sea. And if I don't hang you, may the devil hang me. With the low, with the low, with the lay. Tamarati, toddy, 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 tay. Ha ha, said the boatman, the gotcha, and I'll take you on the sea. And if ever I land you, you'll be troublesome to me. Tamarati, toddy, 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 tay. With the low, with the low, with the lay. That's part of it. Oh, I know Grandpa sang that song. Well, he had another verse in there in that song that I didn't care much about, so I didn't put that in there. Did you ever hear the one that called Lord Ullin's daughter?
Mm-hmm. Lord?
Lord Ullin's daughter.
No, I never heard that.
A chieftain to the highlands bound, cried boatman, do not tarry. And I'll give thee a silver pound to row us o'er the ferry. Now who be ye would cross Loch Awe, this dark and stormy water? Oh, I'm the chief of all us all, and this Lord Ullin's daughter. And fast before her father's men, 3 days we fled together. For should they find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should they our steps discover. Then who would cheer my bonny bride when they had slain her lover? How spoke the hardy Highland wight, I'll go, my chief, I'm ready. It is not for your silver bright, but for your winsome lady. And by my word, the bonny bird in danger shall not tarry. So though the waves are raging white, I'll row you o'er the ferry. At this the storm grew loud apace, the night grew black and drear. Head down the glen rode our men, their trampling sounded nearer. Oh, haste thee, haste, the lady cries, the tempest round us gather. I'll meet the raging of the skies, but not an angry father. The boat has left a stormy land, a stormy sea before her. When, oh, too strong for human hand, the tempest gathered o'er her. But still they rowed amidst the roar, through waters fast prevailing. Lord Ullin reached the fatal shore, his wrath was changed to wailing. For sore dismayed, through storm and shade, his child he did discover. One lovely hand was stretched for aid, and one was round her lover. Come back, he cried in grief, across this stormy water, and I'll forgive your Highland chief, my daughter, oh, my daughter. 'Twas vain the loud wave lashed the shore, return or aid preventing. The waters wild went o'er his child, and he was left lamenting. The title of that song is Lord Ullin's Daughter.
Where's that one from?
Well, came from British Isles, like a lot of them. Came from over there. You know. See, they had a lot of them people they call lords and kings. You know.
Your grandfather, that is where you learned it?
Yeah. Grandpa knew a lot of them. Yeah, he knew it.
I couldn't quite follow that. That chieftain was taking the woman across the water. What happened there? Could you...
He was fleeing from her father's men, you see. He was a Highland chief from Scotland, uh-huh, where he was from. Uh-huh. And he was fleeing from his father's men. Uh-huh. And I don't know whether his father was Scotch or not, but anyway, he was one of them British lords, you know, over there. See, England, Scotland, Wales, all right there together in the British Isles. Uh-huh. And they was going to kill him. And he said if they found him, his blood would stain the heather. The heather is... is a shrub, right. You know. That's what the title of the boat, name of the boat was the Bonnie Bird, and that's what. And see, if they found him, he was going to kill him. So he told him, chieftain to the Highland bound, cried, boatman, do not tarry, and I'll give thee a silver pound of Ross or the ferry. Yeah. Now he said, now who be ye? Would cross Loch Isle? That was the place he's across. Yeah. It's dark and stormy water. Storm's awful bad over there, believe me. Have you ever been there?
No.
I have. I've been, over in the British Isles. Not, I haven't been in Scotland, but a storm's awful hard in the British Isles. Mm-hmm. And when a storm, you get some awful storms over in there. And fast before her father's men 3 days, we fled together. For should they find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. No, a glen is like a valley or, you know. He was going to kill him, begot him, and then there was another one Mom used to sing. And that was a name of it was a brisk, Grandpa sang it too, the Brisk Young Soldier. You ever hear it? There was a brisk young soldier just lately came from war. He courted a lady, both honored rich and high, as they had been to church. And returning home again, they met with her old papa and 7 armed men. Well, well, said the lady, oh, now we will be slain, for yonder come my papa and 7 armed men. Well, well, said the soldier, I don't like much to prattle, I am the bride's groom, and I'm just prepared for a battle. But, well, well, said the old man, is this your marriage day? Since you have been so silly as to be a soldier's wife, all in this lonesome valley, I'll end your pleasant life. The first man came up, he was very quickly slain. The next man came up, he ran him through a lane. Stay your hand, the old man cried, you'll make my blood run cold. Stay your hand, the old man cried. You can have my daughter, 10,000 pounds of gold. He took him home that night, he acknowledged him his heir. It was not because he loved him, but was all through dread and fear. Stay your hand, the old man cried, you make my blood run cold. You may have my daughter, 10,000 pounds of gold. Now, did you ever hear Timmy the Miller?
No.
Well, Mom sang it, and Burns sang it, and Grandpa sang it. They sang
Is that
just,
you, Burns?
Just yes. a little bit different, some of them. The way Burns sang it was young Timmy the Miller. The way Mom sang it was young Rogers the Miller, but about the same. Young Timmy the Miller came courting of late, a farmer's fine daughter called beautiful Kate. Kate had for her portions fine jewels and rings. Kate had for her portion full 50 fine things. The day was appointed, the money laid down. It was a full portion of 10,000 pounds. The preacher sent after the couple all dressed. Says Timothy to her father, I have one request. I know that your daughter is comely and fair, but I won't have your daughter without the gray mare. The old man, he answered in speed, I thought you were marrying my daughter indeed. But since it be my daughter, and since it be thus, you can have no more money containing my purse. Young Timmy tore down his long yellow hair, and he wished he had never spoke up the gray mare. The price of the gray mare's not costly and great. So farewell, Timmy. Goodbye to you, Kate. A year or two after, he chanced to meet her. Said he to Miss Katie, now don't you know me? If I'm not mistaken, I've seen you, said she. A man of your likeness wore long yellow hair. Once came a-courting my father's gray mare.
That's pretty good.
Oh, there was a slew of them, if I could have thought of them. There was a slew of songs that I used to know, you know. Just an awful lot of them.
That's great. Well, I don't know how you remember them all.
I don't think I does either.
They had one at... only one, my great uncle on my dad's side, Uncle Jack White, used to live out there at Sutton. And I went to visit him one time. He wanted me to sing some of them old songs, and I sang them for him. Him and Aunt Ellen, I just thought the world of them, you know. I was going with my dad to visit one of his sons, one of my cousins, but he told me, he said, you got your whole life before you, and I'll be gone for too many years. Me and Ellen both, and won't you stay here with us? So I stayed 2 or 4 days with him. And there's one song Mom used to sing I don't know if you ever heard it or not. Let's see. Well, you know, he knew that one. My parents raised me tenderly. They had no child but me. But my mind began to ramble, and with them I couldn't agree. Oh, when the war was ended, I did not like to work. My parents were not happy, for I had learned to shirk. So I set a resolution to travel to the West. My parents, they objected, but still I thought it best. It was out on Seven Rivers, all on the Pecos stream. It was there I saw a country I thought just suited me. It was on one Sunday evening, all in the month of May, to a little country singing, I happened there to stay. It was there I met this damsel I never shall forget. The impulse of that moment remains within me yet. I saw her home that night, and I, in the presence of her pap, I bid them both good evening with a note left in her lap. And when I got an answer, I read it with a rush. I found she had consented, my feelings was a hush. I asked if it made any difference if I crossed o'er the plain. She says it makes no difference if you'll return again. So we kissed, shook hands, and parted, and I left that girl behind. To leave that pretty western girl, it grieved my heart so sore. To leave that lovely damsel, her to see no more. I rode in the town of Vegas, all in the public square. The mail coach had arrived, and the postboy met me there. He handed me a letter that gave me to understand the girl I loved in Texas was married to another man. I'll sell my horse, saddle, and bridle, cow driving I'll resign, and I'll search this world from town to town for the girl I left behind. Here the gold I find in plenty, and the girls to me are kind, but my pillow's always haunted with the girl I left behind. You ever heard words of that?
Yeah. That's good.
Let's see, there's another one that they sang. It comes to my mind just right now. First I ever heard that song, Melvin's brother and Denzel Greathouse were singers. And I heard it later, you know, I knew Grandpa knew that song. And you probably heard The Letter Edged in Black. Do you know the words to it?
I don't think I do.
I know a little bit of it. I may not know it all. This song is called Letter Edged in Black. I was standing by my window yesterday morning without a thought of worry or a care when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy face and jolly air. He rang the bell and whistled as he waited. Then he said, "Good morning to you, Jack." But he little knew the sorrow that he brought me when he handed me a letter edged in black. With trembling hands I took that letter from him. I broke the seal, and this is what it said: "Come home, my boy, your papa wants to see you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. The last words your mother ever uttered was, 'Tell my boy I want him to come back.' My eyes are filled with tears while I am asking your forgiveness in this letter edged in black. Oh, them angry words I wish I'd never spoken. You know I didn't mean them, don't you, Jack? My eyes are filled with tears, my heart is breaking while I'm writing you this letter edged in black." That might not have been the way you just all way you heard all of them. Lots of songs. We used to get together and sing them songs in the Army. We had guys in there that could sing. Boy, there was lots of good singers in there. I had one in there, two boys from down in Tennessee. I wrote to one of the girls for a while. It's been so many years now. I don't even know whereabouts they. I think it was Bloomington, Tennessee. I'm not sure. But they was awful good singers, too. Too Presley. I said they're brothers. I don't know if it was or not. One of them was a Presley. Mm-hmm. And then I had a Presley in my platoon in the Army. This one here in my platoon was from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good singers in there.
Did they sing old songs, too?
Some of them, but mostly. Lots of them sang the newer songs. Mm-hmm. And then they made that song up about that German girl, that Fraulein. You've heard that?
Yeah.
They made that up. Eh? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, or somebody did, and they sang that.
Yeah.
And if I could remember all the songs that Mom used to sing, oh boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was an awful lot of them. And one of them about a house carpenter, and that was made up about.
Yeah. Well met, is that the way it started? Well met, my house carpenter or something?
I think where that song originated, I think it originated overseas too.
Yeah.
Over there someplace.
Did you ever hear one that young Collins rode out in the fields one morning? It's called Young Collins, I think.
No.
I think this old man I knew who sang a lot of old songs, mm-hmm. he knew a little bit of it. He didn't know all of it. Young Collins rode out in the fields one morn. The flowers were all in bloom. But what did he spy but his own fair Ellen? She was washing a white marble stone. Have you ever heard that one?
Mm-hmm. I don't think.
I've always tried to find the words. The
really
rest of the
pretty.
Words
to that. I see. And did you ever hear any? Hear the one about the Turkish lady?
I'd like to hear that one.
Well, I don't know at all how I heard see. That. That was just a little bit of it. I heard now. Just a few words of it. I don't know very much about it, but what happened? I don't even hardly know how to start that song, because what happened, he got in love with a Turkish lady, this fella. He was in a prison. Somebody put him in prison for some reason or other. And she freed him from that prison. And the few words that I knew, she made her way to her father's chamber. And from her father stole the key. She went right to the Turkish prison, and from that prison set him free. He sailed and he sailed till he came. He sailed away till he came to the England shore. Anyway, he went to England. And he was going to marry an English girl there, you know. And anyway, the way after he got after a song got further along, she come hunting him, the Turkish lady did. And he was already engaged to this English girl. He said, "Kind sir, take back your daughter, for she is none the worse by me. I'm going to marry the Turkish lady who from that prison set me free." Here's a few words that she mentioned. I just now come to mind. Remind him of the Turkish prison. Remind him of the deep blue sea. Remind him of the Turkish lady who from that prison set him free. And then when he told her father, He said, "Kind sir, take back your daughter, for she is none the worse by me. I'm going to marry the Turkish lady who from that prison set me free." Did you ever hear?
I think I have heard that song.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that song about the... tell you in a minute, if I can think about it. The Arkansas Traveler?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
I think I have. Is that the one that... about the state of Arkansas? Is that...
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like think it's the same way.
I'd like to hear the way you do it.
I've traveled this wide world over 10,000 miles in all, but I never knew what misery was till I struck Arkansas. Up stepped a walking skeleton with a long and lantern jaw. He invited me to his hotel, the best in Arkansas. He fed me on old corn dodger and beef I could hardly chaw. He said, you'll find yourself a different man when you leave Arkansas. I started out next morning to catch the early train. He said, you better stay and work for me. I've got some land to drain. Swampy land down there. I'll give you 50 cents a day, your board and wash and all. You'll find yourself a different man when you leave Arkansas. So I worked 6 months for this big bloke till my teeth began to loosen, my knees began to rock. He fed me an old corn dodger as hard as any rock. He fed me on old corn dodger and beef I could hardly chaw. I'll tell you I was a different man when I left Arkansas. Yeah, I didn't know all of it. Her, one of her people used to sing that song. Of course, she didn't know him. We boarded, a man boarded with us, name of Frank Hott. Her maiden name was Hott. His name might have been Benjamin Franklin Hott. Lots of them did. Well, named, we called them by their middle names, you know. He had two sons that worked there at the mines there, and one of the boys boarded there too. And he'd just sing all kinds of funny songs. He knowed all kinds of songs, and he'd sing them to us, you know. And he boarded there all quite a while. I don't know how long until he moved in the coal camp. He boarded there until he moved his family there when they got an empty house. Well, then he moved his family. I guess you heard that in about the 40 Up and Plum.
Yeah.
You know that. It's on that record. It's on that. I don't know if it was that the first time you ever heard it?
No, I'd heard that when I was a kid, I think.
But I didn't.
It's kind of old country.
I don't know. I didn't have the words. Now, the words weren't all the same in that. The way I sang that, well, I went into a dairy bar to get some buttermilk. Because what it was, I really didn't want to sing about the booze that the stuff they drank. Of course, some of them song does have a little of that in it. But where I went into a bar to get myself a ball, I think it was. I ordered a double zombie. That's the last that I recall. That was the way he sang it there. But an awful lot of his songs. And we sang that there, tell you the name of it, back in the old days. Sang that Cowboy Jack. Mm-hmm. He sang that there, Little Joe the Wrangler. He sang that, can't think of the name of that song right now. Strawberry Roan, of course you've heard all that, I suppose, that. Yeah. Strawberry Roan.
Did you ever hear one about the moon? I've been a moonshiner for many long years. And I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And its breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshiner, don't wish he was mine. Did you ever hear that?
No, I don't think I heard that, but there's an awful lot of song made up about that, about moonshine.
Yeah.
And the CC's, CCC camp is a boy singing one about, see how that went. Let's see. Moonshine in the West Virginia Hills.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
I may have heard that.
just a few words.
Isn't it like a parody on the West Virginia Hills song?
Huh?
Isn't it kind of just a takeoff on the West Virginia Hills song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a... a few words I'd heard about. Bright lights on Broadway, sunshine down in Dixieville, be moonshine in the West Virginia hills. You're dead. On every little hill they have a still. Since our Roosevelt been elected, moonshine will not be protected. There'll be moonshine in the West Virginia hills. That's about time Roosevelt got elected. Had a fellow there. He just looked like Clarence, like Melvin's brother.
Yeah.
Wanted to tell you about one of Melvin's brothers.
Yeah.
Clarence could play anything.
Uh-huh.
If he wanted to, he could play. Of course, he didn't play the violin so much, I don't think, but he could if he'd have wanted to. Mm-hmm. He could play anything. Uh-huh. He could play a banjo or a mandolin or a guitar or almost anything he picked up.
Huh.
And this sing, boy, he could sing and play. He'd sing all kinds of songs.
Huh.
He had one. He made this song up, I think. The name of it was It Can't Be Done. You ever hear it?
Uh-huh.
Well, just a few verses to it. I don't know very much of know it all. But a little bit. You can't take the rattle from a T-model Ford. Don't try it. It can't be done. Let's see. You can't think of it for a minute. Don't try it. It can't be done. Now there is some